Well, Arkansas has now become the third state to require some residents to work or take employment training in order to receive Medicaid benefits after the Trump administration gave the green light to the state's plan yesterday. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services did not approve Arkansas's request to roll back the Obamacare expansion of Medicaid that allowed people just above the poverty level to receive coverage. That request from Arkansas is on hold. But the work requirement is expected to start this summer, and recipients have 3 months to fulfill it or lose Medicaid, but also be locked out of the program until the following calendar year, even if they do get work. Let's bring in Arkansas Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson. Governor Hutchinson, thanks for your time.
Great to be with you today.
And you know, your critics yesterday said this is punitive. You said it's not. I want to get to that. But first, more about what your state's plan is. Medicaid, of course, the federal program implemented by states, mostly the poor, the elderly, the disabled, children. And your requirement has some exemptions?
Indeed, it does. And our work requirement only applies to those that are able-bodied, that do not have dependent children at home, or have some other type of exception or medically frail. And so these are those that are able to work and either should be in training to go to work or should be working.
Well, as you know, this is potentially a very small number. Kaiser Health did a national survey. They found about half of non-elderly Medicaid recipients were working full-time, 18% were working part-time, 32% of the remaining number weren't working because of illness or disability, or they are caregivers or going to school. That left only 7% not working. What number are you looking at?
Well, I'm looking at about 69,000 in Arkansas. And so we're looking at those between the ages of 20 and 49 that are prime of their working years. And we have a 3.7% unemployment rate. We need more people in the workforce, more people trained. So this is a very good thing.
So you say of the 69,000 in your expansion, all of those are able-bodied, able-to-work adults?
Yes. Those are ones that do not have the exception. We have a total of 288,000 on the Medicaid expansion. And so this work requirement will probably apply to about 69,000 that do not meet an exemption or who are not already working. But when you're looking at Arkansas workforce, 69,000 is a lot.
But it is, but I'm a little confused because the expansion, what it did was raise the level of poverty to include people who are slightly above the $12,000 income per individual poverty level to about 16,000 per individual, and I think it's double that for a family of four. And that implies that people on the expansion have some kind of income, are working.
Well, a large percent of them are. And so the 69,000 I'm speaking of are those who are not working or who are not making minimum wage for 80 hours a month. And if you're not making minimum wage for 80 hours a month, then you need to have further training, hopefully, to move up and provide better. Let's don't let them be locked into that wage rate and where they're in a state of poverty for the rest of their life.
Well, you know what the response to this, Joan Alker, who's executive director of the Center for Children and Families at Georgetown University, says that this is misguided. Everyone agrees it's great to have people trained, get better paying jobs. But at the same time, the state isn't providing these job training services. You're not paying for them. You're not providing funding for childcare or transportation or addressing other barriers that people might have to get a job or a better job, including my understanding is that there's going to be a portal that people have to go online and prove that they are working. And many very low-income people struggling with poverty can't do that. And to add one more layer of bureaucracy is going to push them down the ladder to success, not up.
Well, the portal is designed to make it easy. We are making sure that we have our workforce training programs in place and so that we can be of assistance. And so under the very weak referral that we had under the Obama administration, we still had 4,000 people that were referred over for worker training and went to work. And so I don't think 4,000 people who advance their life is a bad thing. I think it is a very good thing. And if we can enhance that even to a larger extent, they're better off and our state is better off.
And of course, everyone's hope is that people who can will work. But are you at all concerned, as others are, that this will in fact have the opposite effect? It'll make people give up. You know, we spoke to a mother a while back who was on Medicaid in Kentucky. She already works two part-time jobs. was despairing as to how she was going to work more to fulfill the hour requirement in Kentucky. Are you worried that people just give up and you will have people back in emergency rooms and uncovered and a more expensive issue to deal with?
When you're looking at 20 hours a week, any lady who's working two part-time jobs, I'm sure, is working 20 hours a week. And so the point is, if you're able-bodied, let's contribute if you're going to receive social benefits.
Well, and as we said at the beginning, you do not think this is punitive, but just talk about the lockout. If they do not fulfill the work requirements after 3 months, they will then be locked out for the calendar year. Any concerns about what seems to others to be a punitive nature there? I mean, why not have an entry-level kind of, you know, here we're going to have job training programs easing up to the requirement that you have jobs?
Well, these are people that are not accessing worker training programs now, and so there has to be a consequence for not fulfilling your responsibility. And so we'll see, but I think that you'll see in the end that we'll be able to have a large, high percentage of compliance.
That's Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. His state plans to start the work requirement for Medicaid by this summer. Governor Hutchinson, thank you.
It's good to be with you today. Thank you.